It's October 7th, 2021, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Adrian Bluss for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, NFT's publicity problem, the latest headlines, and more. This episode is sponsored by Kava, Nexo.io, and Market Intel by Chainalysis. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin ran through key technical resistance levels on Wednesday, strengthening a bullish bias and extending gains into Thursday. The cryptocurrency jumped above $55,000 yesterday, breaching the downtrend line connecting April's high price of $64,801 and September highs near $52,000. Quote, Bitcoin US dollar technicals flipped into the bullish territory after breaking above a key trend line, research firm Delphi Digital said in its daily analysis. They continued, quote, the move was catalyzed by significant spot buying at the North American Open, end quote. Notably, this recent bullish move appears to have been backed by a pickup in trading volume and accumulation by whales, or investors who already have large sums of the cryptocurrency. According to data tracking firm Santiment, whale traders began accumulating coins in late September, kicking off the rally. Those holding between 100 and 10,000 BTC accumulated 70,000 additional Bitcoin on September 25th, the most in a single day for this group since July of 2019. Bitcoin continues to strengthen after breaking above $50,000 earlier this week and rallying Thursday to a five-month high. Overbought signals suggest risk of a pullback, albeit limited, to support somewhere between $50,000 and $52,000. The intermediate-term uptrend has improved over the past few months, which could keep buyers active towards the all-time high near $64,000. The Relative Strength Index, also known as the RSI, is the most overbought since September, which preceded a correction. However, some analysts say a similar downturn is unlikely at the moment, given strong upside momentum and a series of breakouts on the charts. Buyers need to keep the price above $48,000 in order to resume the recent rally and seek new highs. And the top token is not yet overbought on the weekly chart, which points to further potential upside. Bitcoin is currently trading at $53,955. That's up 2.3% in the last 24 hours, while Ether is trading at $3,566, up 3.2% in the same time period, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. And shifting to traditional markets, U.S. equity futures rose with stocks on Thursday, bolstered by progress on U.S. debt ceiling talks and Russia's offer to ease Europe's energy crunch. Treasuries were steady ahead of key jobs data. Futures for the S&P 500 gained 1% on Thursday, indicating that the broad market index will rise after a choppy week of trading. Contracts for the tech-focused NASDAQ 100 lifted 1.2%, and futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.8%. Moving over to Europe, the Pan-Continental Stoxx 600 Index jumped 1.3% with gains led by the basic resource and auto sectors. And continuing to the east, indexes in Asia also closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index climbed 3.1% led by gains in technology companies. And just generally, markets have been buffeted in the past month by worries about the energy crisis, elevated inflation, reduced stimulus, and slower growth. The prospect of a deal to boost the U.S. debt limit into December is easing concerns, at least temporarily, over political bickering. While Friday's payrolls report may shed light on the Federal Reserve's timeline to cut bond purchases. Quote, right now there are loads of fears out there. It just takes a couple of positive developments, and suddenly that picture changes. Last night, we had positive news on the debt ceiling, said Lewis Grant, an equities portfolio manager. All of this appears to have led to a return in positive market sentiment generally. Today's traditional markets coverage draws from the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg. Stay tuned for after the break when we'll take a look at what celebrities marketing NFTs can show us about how the general public is responding to them. Back in a minute.
Kava gives you the ability to earn more by connecting the world's largest cryptocurrencies, ecosystems, and financial applications on DeFi's most trusted, scalable, and secure earning platform. Kava is an institutional-grade cross-chain engine built to scale on the largest decentralized proof-of-stake network. With loan APYs as low as 0% and reward APYs as high as 200%, Kava is the safest place for you to grow your digital portfolio. Mint stablecoins, lend, borrow, earn, and swap safely across the world's biggest crypto assets with Kava. To learn more, visit kava.io/marketsdaily. Looking to make the most of your crypto assets? Nexo.io's got you covered. Grow your wealth securely with Nexo's high-yield interest accounts. Buy crypto on your terms, directly within Nexo's platform, and start earning daily compounding interest right away. Get the cash you need without selling your crypto from just 6.9% APR. Instantly swap between 100 crypto and traditional currency pairs. And don't worry, Nexo is insured against losses up to $375 million. Get the most of your crypto at nexo.io. That's nexo.io. Market Intel by Chainalysis provides you with the ultimate crypto dataset to help reach your research and investment goals. As an asset manager seeking confident crypto investments, or a venture capitalist identifying and funding emerging players, you'll leverage 53 metrics across 10 categories, like whales, exchanges, liquidity, and supply, to maximize your insights. Get started now by heading to markets.chainalysis.com. That's markets.chainalysis.com.
Today's featured story is an opinion piece from CoinDesk's Will Gottsagen. Last week, TikTok announced its first foray into the world of non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, with TikTok Top Moments, a set of digital collectibles tied to short videos from Bella Poarch, Grimes, Lil Nas X, and others. For the NFT business, it felt like a big deal. Crypto is fueled by social media and star power, and companies recognize the need for reputable celebrities to legitimize the technology. TikTok, already a partner of the blockchain-backed music streaming service Audius, was making its crypto ambitions clearer than ever. Press releases went out, and business outlets dutifully wrote up the news. TikTok took out a full-page ad in the New York Times to promote it. Notably absent from the promotional campaign were the stars themselves. Bella Poarch, who previously used her Instagram to promote consumer-oriented brands, neglected to mention the NFT. Curtis Roach, less of a celebrity than either Nas or Poarch, he's best known for a viral song called Bored in the House, did do some minor promotion, sharing a headline from a crypto news aggregator, but stopped short of tweeting about the NFTs himself. The muted reaction from these savvy creators is a good reminder that, outside of crypto, people are still very much grossed out by the idea of NFTs. A tweet from Variety about Lil Nas X's involvement garnered 1,000 likes and 7,000 quote tweets, the vast majority of which expressed disapproval. Among the perennially online, this is what's known as a ratio. Quote, "No, Lil Nas X, don't become an NFT shill, you're so sexy, aha," tweeted one account. Another quoted the infamous Twitter comedian at Drill, quote, "The only NFTs I deal in are nerds in the trash cans." For many fans, NFTs are still tainted by their association with energy-intensive proof-of-work blockchains. TikTok says its NFTs are carbon neutral, though CoinDesk has confirmed that they're interoperable with Ethereum, which is not, and with an industry that's seen as a home for grifters and accelerationists. Lil Nas X is one of today's most artful promoters. He has a gift for turning even the most cynical corporate partnerships into goofy posts on social media. When Taco Bell named him its chief impact officer, Nas somehow found a way to metabolize it. That Nas couldn't spin some ironic joke out of his NFT partnership suggests the topic was too hot to touch, even for him. The critic, Dean Kissick, has said that part of the ick factor has to do with the idea of artists shilling themselves. NFTs are not, as an influential venture capitalist once proposed, a grassroots movement led by creators. People can see through that. The industry is flush with cash, and it's difficult to blame artists for passing up an opportunity to capitalize on their work. But, quote, doing NFTs, unquote, still involves a certain amount of reputational risk. Some of the loudest voices in crypto believe NFTs will eat the world, but the industry needs to do some serious rebranding first. The Ethereum network's impending shift to a proof-of-stake blockchain, which effectively kills the environmental concern, is a no-brainer. It's the easiest possible win for this industry and a crucial path on the step to rehabilitation. NGMI is short for not gonna make it. It's one of the most popular slogans in crypto right now. Much like have fun staying poor, it's deployed to mock anti-crypto sentiment. Bought Bitcoin just before the crash? Not gonna make it. More worried about the climate crisis than about gambling with JPEG files? Not gonna make it. This is, in a word, annoying. NFTs are a genuinely exciting technological innovation in many ways. A new framework for buying and selling digital goods with potentially game-changing implications for the so-called creator economy. It's a shame they're still so easily dismissed, but rhetorical tactics like these aren't helping to make the case. Why not go with the gentler approach? NFT acolytes would do well to assuage the fears of the crypto curious rather than shutting them down. While proof of stake may be something of a silver bullet for the climate question, at least for Ethereum, ETH miners will continue to orbit other cryptocurrencies even after the switch, the cultural one is more complicated. There's no single answer here. But if NFTs are going to find their way to the general public, the industry should at least acknowledge the problem. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. This episode was edited by Adrian Blust, and you can send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com or leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. We'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.